Welcome to your weekly coaching session from Church Media HQ, designed to teach you a new concept, provide creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share it with another leader or creative like yourself. This episode is brought to you by our web services from Church Media HQ. Of course, this coaching series is all about improving your church online experience. And while I hope this content gives you the knowledge you need to do just that, my team and I would love to take it to the next level and actually provide your church with an all new website. And of course, there's no risk to you because we actually start the design of your website for free. You only pay if you like what you see. And when you're ready to launch your new website, you could start for less than $15 a month when you use the code WEBUPGRADE at signup. This is not just some do-it-yourself web platform where you pay us for the privilege to build your website by yourself. No, our team does all the heavy lifting by setting up and supporting your website. Get us started on your new website for free today at churchmediahq.com/web and use promo code WEBUPGRADE when you're ready to launch and save 25% off your first year. That's churchmediahq.com/web. In this episode, we continue our controversial coaching series about an unconventional approach to church online. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. If you're still with me, that means you're at least interested in reimagining your approach to church online. So how can we actually create a church online experience that stands out from the others and engages your digital audience? Well, we're going to look at a five-phase progression of offering the best possible church online experience. And it's very important that you note that each of these phases is a prerequisite to the next. So that means that you would only move on to the next phase once you've mastered your current phase and all phases before it. That said, it should also be noted that there is no requirement to move on to the next phase. Your church may find that you are very effective in your current phase without ever having to progress to the next one. The most important thing is that you respect the phases, follow the projection, or the progression rather, and don't take shortcuts. So phase one is get your church online. Now, this may seem like the most obvious, and I would like to think that most churches out there can actually say they've done this one and they've moved beyond this phase. But with that being said, there are several, if you will, digital locations online and that are in particular that you want to make sure your church has a web presence. You want to kind of use this as a checklist to make sure that your church is present in these different online areas. First and probably the most obvious is social media. You know, while managing multiple social media platforms and accounts can seem overwhelming and most certainly does not require, or actually does rather require a level of commitment, a huge level of commitment. If nothing else, you can actually claim your church's profiles on social media platforms, you know, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I would also say that you as a pastor or leader at the church should also make sure you are personally on these platforms. There can be a lot of benefit to having content at some point that is posted on both the churches and your pastor and personal profiles as well. Again, we're to be clear, we aren't committing to post on every social media platform right away. We're simply claiming our usernames and handles so that we ensure our church has a presence on social media. What you're trying to do here is get your social media usernames to be as consistent as possible. If you wait too long to do this, or if you do this, kind of stagger this out and get Instagram now and wait a year to get Twitter, what you're going to very likely run into is the situation where on Instagram, you're one username, and on Twitter, you're a completely different handle that resembles nothing like that. And you want to keep them as consistent as possible. It's actually becoming very difficult to keep them exactly consistent, but you want to be as close as possible. So for example, if you're going to go for Instagram.com/church underscore name. Okay, well, you'd want to try to resemble that structure on Twitter as well, even if you have to do church name and ditch the underscore. You get where I'm going. So the point here is we want to claim those social media profiles, and we're certainly not going to make the commitment to use all of them right away. Don't get over ambitious. We're just claiming it. Again, we are just staking our claim in the digital world. Now, the next is to actually get on Google. Now, Google, as you know, is everything when it comes to online search. And while elements of the search engine giants, such as SEO and PPC ads, can get really complex and expensive, the most important thing your church can do for your church on Google actually doesn't cost anything. It's free. Local search results are crucial when it comes to getting your church. So when you Google something, many times you are given the local results. Oftentimes, if you're on a desktop, it shows up, you know, to the right as kind of a highlighted thing is the local businesses and locations that match your search results. These are really, really important. And Google has put a lot more stock in this in recent years. So it's really important when it comes to getting your church discovered online, which is why you need to make sure that you've officially claimed your church's physical location on Google Business. This process is pretty plain and simple. All you got to do is visit business.google.com and list your church's address and details with Google and get it verified. This is going to greatly increase your church's visibility and local search results. And while it's very easy to do, so many churches forget and quite honestly don't even realize that this exists. And it's a really, really simple step to take. So get listed on Google. And speaking of Google, let's talk about YouTube. So Google continues its dominance of online content and searching by owning and controlling the destination for virtually all digital video content. So because of this, setting up a YouTube channel for your church is pretty simple, but also very important. So it's very easy if you've already got a Google account, because again, Google owns YouTube. And so if you've already got that Google account, you're really already kind of in the YouTube ecosystem, if you will. If you don't already have video content to post on YouTube, it's still a good idea to create your channel. So even if you say, I don't have any videos to put up, it's still a good idea to go ahead and create your channel so that you actually have another online destination in which your church has a presence. Again, we are just staking our claim in the digital world. We're saying, hey, we're on social media. Now we're on Google. Now we're on YouTube. And when it comes to digital content, you cannot forget about the avenue of podcasting. So up until a few years ago, having a podcast did require some level of cost. But now your church can get on all the major podcast platforms for free with Anchor.fm. If you've been subscribed to Church Media HQ for any length of time, you know I'm a huge fan of Anchor. It's where all of our podcast, audio versions of our podcast are hosted. And it's really becoming the YouTube of the podcast world in that you can upload and publish audio content there for free. Now, getting started with Anchor, really, it couldn't be easier. All you got to do is head over to anchor.fm and set up your church's podcast. I sound like some kind of affiliate for Anchor, but I promise you I'm not. What I am is a really big proponent of churches putting their sermons and other content on podcast, and Anchor is how you can do that for free. Now, for sake of time, I'm going to move on, but because I want to make sure you know how to get your podcast online, I've actually got a step-by-step walkthrough video on how to create a podcast on Anchor, as well as some other free tools to help you get your podcast up and going. This bonus content is all available for free, and to access it, all you have to do is text your email, that's right, just your email address and nothing else, to this number, 615-900-4461. So text your email address to 615-900-4461, and you're going to access this bonus content as well as the full coaching series. So you don't have to wait for the next episode. We're going to give you the full series and the bonus content instantly. Or if you already are watching this as part of the full series, the link to that bonus content is actually in the video description. So text your email to this number, 615-900-4461. And within just a few minutes, we will send you the access to the full series as well as the bonus content. Now, moving on to another overlooked area of online presence is your email list. Now, some studies suggest that email marketing can actually be up to 40 times more effective than social media, yet because it's not as trendy or flashy as social, it gets overlooked, especially by churches. Again, this is something that costs you nothing to start. You can get started with services like MailChimp or Constant Contact, and there's a bunch of others out there, and pretty much all of them offer some level of free access. And one day I'll dedicate a coaching series to how you can best use email to engage your online community. But for now, let's just make sure your church is on some sort of email marketing platform so that you can manage your contacts and engage them by way of email. Now, last but not least on your checklist of making sure you've got that your church is in all of these places in terms of online presence is, of course, your church's website. Now, this is the only thing that you actually are going to have to pay for, but I'll tell you this, it's extremely affordable and absolutely vital to your church's online presence. So here's what you'll need to make sure. You'll need to make sure that you claim your web domain somewhere like a GoDaddy.com, domain.com. Again, there are countless domain registrars out there. And then you'll need to find a place to host your website. You can often do this with some type of all-in-one solution, such as a Squarespace or a Wix. And these do-it-yourself web platforms are great for some, but not for others. Of course, here at Church Media HQ, we do take a different approach in that we actually handle the design, the setup, as well as the hosting and ongoing support of your website. We will actually start the design of your website for free. And if you like what you see, you can officially upgrade for less than $15 a month or get 25% off of any membership when you use that coupon code WEBUPGRADE at signup. Either way, my team and I would love to at least show you what we can offer by getting started on the design of your new website at no cost to you. Get started today at churchmediahq.com/web. That's churchmediahq.com/web. Now, regardless if you decide to move forward with us for your web services or not, I'm actually going to share the exact framework and kind of mentality of what we use to build websites as we move into the second phase of Church Online. And that's where we'll pick it up next time. But if you'd rather not wait until the next episode, you can actually access this entire coaching series as well as additional bonus content for free right now. Simply text your email, that's just your email address and nothing else, to 615-900-4461. There's no need to wait another week for the next episode. Get instant access to this entire coaching series plus bonus content for free by texting your email to 615-900-4461. Text your email address to 615-900-4461 and we will send you this additional bonus content as well as the full series. Well, thanks for joining me for this episode, and until next time, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and don't ever stop creating.